everybody at Taylor. I see you all came through the storm, and you're praising and thanking the Lord this morning for his love, his mercy, his grace, and the hope that we have of eternal life through Jesus Christ.
Center, put your hands together and let's praise our God.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo!
Oh, some glad morning when this life is over. But you know, I'm not thinking about dying. I'm thinking about living. How about y'all?
Yes, amen.
I'm thinking about living a life that God will be
pleased with. Amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something the other day that happened to me. We were evacuating a nursing home out to Lake City, and I was in the dining room, and most of the residents had been fed and had been taken back to their rooms, and one of the workers from the kitchen, I struck up a conversation with him, and he said he was 22, and he was the first one in his family that had graduated from high school, and he said, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to make something of myself, I'm going to buy a house soon, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Well, we got to talking about Jesus somehow. I told him the whole gospel message. That young man was interested in everything I had to say. And I thought, wow, look at this, Lord. You've put me in this young man's path, right in the middle of a hurricane. You've put me in his path to share with him the wonderful life that this young man could have in Jesus. And I pointed him to the Bible and to read the book of John. And he was so open to learning more about Christianity. And he said he had never been to church, his parents had never taken him to church, and he was going to look into it. So if you'd all pray for this young man, his name is Rod, and I'm sure he's going to come into the kingdom one day. And that's our purpose now, is to share the love of Jesus with others and tell them the way home, because God made Jesus the way home, and there's no other way. We can use our own reasoning, can't we, and think, well, that doesn't seem right, that doesn't seem fair, that seems too narrow. But God said, apart from Jesus, you can't come into my holy presence. Amen? And he loved us so much that he did give us Jesus. And all those that'll believe will be born again and will be with him for eternity. So let's pray for Rod, okay? And we'll all meet him one day in heaven. And there were other lives that Buck and I got to touch and encourage those people that were taken from here to there. They were troopers. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me.
Come on, Nikki.
Leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. Would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can.
just hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea.
Oh Lord, dear Lord,
look down on me. When I kneel in prayer,
I hope to meet you there.
Blessed Jesus,
hold my hand. Thank you, Lord. I know you'll be there.
Hold me tight, Lord.
Yes.
Hold me tight.
Let me travel in the light to find that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be holy thine and sing redemption song someday.
Oh, yes.
I will be a soldier brave and true and never timely. Take a stand. As I onward go, I'll daily meet the foe. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Amen. Jesus, hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
I need thee every hour.
Through this pilgrim land.
Protect me by thy power.
Hear my people plea.
Oh Lord,
dear Lord,
look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus,
hold my hand. I know I'll meet you there.
Hold my hand. Thank you, Lord.
You know,
Thank you, Lord. That
should be changed, Buck. I hope to meet you there. No, it's I know I'll meet you there. God hears our prayers if we belong to him.
Well, I'll tell you what. Did you pray this morning?
Sure did.
You know what? If you didn't pray this morning, shame on you.
You're still praying, aren't you?
Shame on you if you didn't pray this morning. God wants you to come to him the first thing.
That's right.
I'm afraid to start my day off without prayer.
Amen.
Nikki and I, before we get up out of bed, she curls up in my arm and I just hold her and I pray.
That's right.
Because it's my job as her husband to make sure that I'm right with God. So God will be with me so I can watch over her.
Amen.
You know, a lot of men don't realize that God has ordained for a man to love his wife and to shelter her and provide for her.
Thank you, Lord.
And protect her and make sure that she is taken care of in a manner that God would be pleased with. So I want to say today, I know many of you, your husband is going on before you. But I want to tell you, you have a husband in heaven, and you also have a husband down here, and his name is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus will be everything that you need, but you need to pray. Pray and pray and pray and pray. Prayer changes things. God answers prayers.
Amen.
So if you don't send a prayer up, how do you expect him to answer it?
He can't.
He said, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Jesus loves you today. He loved you yesterday and he'll love you forever.
Amen.
We need to go to Jesus in prayer. If we got troubles, if we've got someone that's not treating us right, if we've got a roommate that's giving us trouble, we need to pray instead of doing something or saying something that will come back on you.
That's right.
We don't need to burn no bridges, do we?
No.
Don't need to burn no bridges. One day we may have to go across a bridge, and if you've burnt the bridge, there's no bridge that will connect you with whatever you need to cross over to. So let's pray today. God in heaven, Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We know, Jesus, you are the master of the wind. And we know, Lord, that you have taken care of our city, even with the problems we're having with electricity and flooding. We know, God, it could have been so much worse.
Amen.
So we're not going to complain about not having electricity. We're not going to complain about water coming into our homes. We're going to thank you that you was right there with us and you have protected us through the whole storm.
Amen.
And we want to pray for those that have lost everything, that they'll realize if they have you, Jesus, they have lost nothing.
That's right.
Because you will provide for your people.
Yes, you will.
And we pray for those that have went through this and they're not saved and they don't know which way to turn and they're depressed and they're hurting, God, that they would draw nigh to you, and I know you'll draw nigh to them.
Amen.
We got everything to be thankful for. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sweet hour of prayer.
Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne. Make all my wants and wishes known. As you go. Amen? It's a
Amen.
Wonderful life. Wonderful life.
Amen. Today, I want to lead us into the Lord's Prayer. It's so important that we know how to pray.
Amen.
People come to Jesus and said, Lord, how do we pray? How do we pray? We don't know what to say. You know, I've found a lot of times that I didn't know what to say to God. But sometimes the words are not important. It's what comes out of your heart. Words are important, but what comes out of your heart is more important. And I can look at Nikki, and she knows what I'm saying. A lot of times I'll look at her, and she'll say, I love you too, Buck. And I haven't said a word, but I've been loving her from my heart. And when I look at her, she'll say, oh, Buck, I love you too. Thank you, honey. You know, God's looking at your heart and my heart. And so if you don't know what to say, don't worry about it.
That's right.
Just from your heart, just say, Lord, I love you and I need you.
Amen.
They came to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. The Lord said, it's not what you do in front of people and what you say. If you're not saying it for the right reason, he said, go find you a closet, a prayer closet. Do y'all know what a prayer closet is?
Yes.
A prayer closet is a place where you can get away from people and you can talk to God. Amen. And I know many of you pray in your bed at night. I know many of you will be in your room alone, in your wheelchair. And I know that you can talk to God then, but you must talk to God.
Amen.
Find you a place where you can talk to him from your heart.
I read that John Wesley's wife, who had many children, couldn't get away from the children. You know, there were so many around her. She'd take that long skirt of hers and she'd put it over her head for her prayer closet, and the children would go, "Shh, Mama's praying."
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
I read that somewhere.
Well, I don't wear a dress, so I can't put it over my head. But I tell you what, I can get away, and I can just look up towards heaven and say, "God, I love you.
Yes.
Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for providing everything I need."
Yes. Amen.
So let me read you a few scriptures here today as Nikki gets the Lord's Prayer ready. Chapter 6 of Matthew. May I read a few scriptures today? How many want to hear from the Word?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's life in the Word. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said, chapter 6, verse 5, "And when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites are. They love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward." That reward ain't going to be a whole lot, is it? No, it's not. Anybody that prays for the wrong reason and wants people to look at him and see him, they don't have a reward, do they?
No.
Their reward will be no reward.
That's right.
"But you, when you pray, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their much speaking." You know what my mother told me when I was a kid? You need to be seen and not heard.
That's right.
Therefore, when we had company or we went to see someone, I learned to keep my mouth shut. Because if I didn't, I'd get the seat of my pants warmed up in a hurry. "Be not ye therefore like unto those, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. So after this manner, therefore, pray ye." Come on now.
Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth
as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let's get Nikki to sing that for us today. And that let's all acknowledge that there is a God and that he has made a way for us to be saved, to be forgiven, and go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for Jesus, Father.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Praise him and glorify his name.
Thank y'all.
He saved my soul nearly 40 years ago. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey with the Lord.
What a trip.
Amen.
Hey, what a trip. I know where I'm going. How many of you know where you're going when you die?
Yes, yes.
But you know what? We're on a journey now.
That's right.
And you know, I'm asking you today, how did you choose to live your life today? How did you choose? I refuse to let the devil rob me of one blessing today.
You know, Buck, that reminds, when you're saying that, reminds me of a little devotional I read about a man who lost his wife and he couldn't care for himself anymore. And he was being ushered into a nursing home. And he came into the lobby and a nurse met him and greeted him and said, "Let me show you to your room." And he said, "Oh, I know it's going to be wonderful. I know I'm going to like it." And she said, "You haven't even seen it yet." He said, "I've decided to like it." And I thought, what a good way to live life. Let's decide today we're going to like our lunch. We're going to like the people around us. We're going to like our CNAs. We're going to like our nurses. We're going to love them, aren't we? We're going to decide ahead of time to do that because God wants us to. He said, "Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, all thy heart, all thy mind, and love one another." So I like that man's attitude, and I just pray I'll have that attitude every day.
You will if you stay close to Jesus.
Maybe. You're right about that.
My King, through eternal ages, let his praises sing. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Oh, I'm standing on the promises of God. Yes, I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Of God,
standing on the promises that cannot fail.
No.
When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God.
Thank you.
every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. Yes, I'm standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. God, the promises of God. Give the Lord a hand clap. Come on, everybody.
Woo! That's the key to the abundant life, is to stand on those promises of God.
You know, I've had a lot of promises in my lifetime, and I'm sure you have too. I've had a lot of promises.
Broken.
And I've had a lot of broken promises. I remember having a friend one time, and he was really down, and he said, Buck, he said, I'm really in need. If you'll loan me enough money to last me till my payday, he said, I promise I'll pay you back. And this was many years ago, and I said, well, you know what? If you promise to pay me back, because I've got a bill coming due next week, and if I loan you this money, I won't have money to pay my bill. But if you pay me back, then I'll have the money. And oh, he just cried. He said, oh, promise, I promise. And so the next week come, he had left town. And that bill, I had to pay a late charge when I got the money. And I thought, we can help people, and they can make us so many promises. Mm-hmm. But promises are really broken all the time by people.
That's right.
You know, people get married, they promise to love each other and take care of each other, sickness or in health, till death do us part. I made that promise to Nikki.
Yes, he did.
I made that promise to my late wife. She died when she was 46. I made that promise. And Nikki, I've made her a promise.